Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Thursday, January the 16th, 2025. And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
And we are back to bring you the stories that evidently you want to hear.
Yes.
But man, back to bring you true crime stories. And Cindy and I, and it's crazy. Thoughts and prayers again for California. Hope everybody's staying as safe as you can, and they're getting control and all that stuff. And I don't know.
I don't either.
Prayers. And I don't know what else to even say about that. It's just so crazy. Every year when we skate hurricane season, I'm like, whew, missed another one. But then here it is. California is literally burning to the ground. I don't know.
So, I know, but our prayers go out.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't discriminate. The fires don't. Neither do hurricanes. Rich, poor, whatever. You are in for a bad time.
Yeah.
But lifers out there, if there's anything we do for you, we love you and let us know.
Yes. All right. All right.
Bring us some true crime time for Thirsty Thursday.
Well, I think I have a police officer that was thirsty, but maybe not thirsty for beer.
So is it it's time for effed up professionals.
This story comes to us from Florida.
Which part?
I don't know.
I'm starting holding your feet to the fire, woman. You got to tell where this happened, these things happen, because it might, or lifers, it might be their neighbor or something.
It might be.
Florida's a big ass state.
You're right. Lake County. I know Lake County, Florida.
Okay. Well, that's the start.
It's about.
It's better. Better okay. Journalism. Yeah. Okay. Who, what, when, where, and why.
That's true. And how.
All right.
Okay. So there was a police officer. He was on his little morning drive. He was in his cop car. And
I'm pretty sure no cop in the history of the world has ever called them going 10-8 on duty their little morning drive.
Well, this cop might.
Okay. So was he on duty?
I'm assuming he was on duty. He was driving his car and
his little morning drive?
On his little morning drive.
Okay. So he.
Explain this to me. How is it that police officers, because I see it so often, they're texting, they're typing on their computer as they drive.
They might be following a serial killer in on the car in front of them.
And so they need to type on their computer on the side, and they need to text.
You can say that. There are the laws of the laws, but I can 99.9% assure you when we finally got computers, I was dating myself. We didn't have cameras in the cars when I had them. When they got computers, they were getting dispatched through that. They might be a motherfucker raping somebody or whatever, and you're using the computer to get more information on the updates of the crime. Look, that when you see them on that computer in the car, they're not playing fucking video games. That shit's monitored. They know exactly what you look at, when you look at it, what's sent to you, what time. They know how fast your car is going. All that shit has been regulated. Everything in a policy procedure manual is there because somebody fucked something up. Go ahead.
Okay. So on Friday, January 10th, law enforcement officer by the name of Tristan McComber.
Okay.
Rear-ended a 63-year-old woman's Toyota Corolla.
Okay. Happens.
He claimed that his brakes malfunctioned.
That's self-preservation, but go ahead.
So he was on his cell phone when he slammed into the vehicle, and that had stopped for a school bus's flashing lights.
Maybe unbeknownst to him, but one of the first things they're going to check when an officer gets involved in any type of crash is your personal cell phone and your office cell phone, if they differ, they're going to see if you were on the internet browsing or talking. They have ways of knowing. And yes, I've heard excuses like, oh, my brakes failed. Motherfucker, I've been did it for however many years. I never heard of anybody's brakes failing.
Right. So when investigators discovered that McComber's body cam footage showed him operating a cell phone in the moments before the crash, the officer said he'd been texting with colleagues. Okay?
Okay.
But after it was learned that he was viewing inappropriate pictures rather than text messages.
Didn't think they were going to go look, did you?
And then he confessed to looking at boobs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So
while you're on duty, as Cindy would say, taking your little drive.
He did $10,000 worth of damage to his squad car.
Lucky he didn't fucking kill somebody.
And $5,000 worth of damage to the car he struck. And he was a 3-year veteran, and he's now resigned, and he's been admonished for improper use of electronic device because he was watching porn.
Yes.
On his morning drive.
It was a little morning drive.
Well, it is. But, you know, you're just rolling down the road looking at your porn.
And in a kid's school zone, like 7 o'clock yes. in the fucking morning looking at porn.
I mean, what else was I going to call that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. He's on duty, obviously, because he had his body camera on.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. We didn't have body cameras either in my day. But the...
I mean, how... Yeah, so...
I don't know. That's why he is a... It's time for Effed Up Professionals. And the stupid thing about that is somebody's about to hire him. There's some department somewhere that's hurt, and they're like, fuck it. He's got a certification. We need the warm body.
Yes.
And tell him, don't look at porn like your body camera was on. So, anyway. All right, I'm going to take it down a notch and bring you home to Louisiana, right? Good journalism there, Cindy.
Yes.
And in Louisiana, I'm going to tell you in a second. A 1-year-old baby, a 10-year-old boy, and were among 3 people killed in a massacre. Right?
That's horrible.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what they named it, a horrible tragedy. So the victims were found stabbed to death.
That's even worse.
By police at a residence in Louisiana on January the 9th. You know, that's about to be really bad. A 1-year-old baby. Look at the picture of that baby.
Oh, sweet little boy.
Stabbing to death. 1-year-old baby and a 10-year-old boy were among 3 victims killed in the home massacre in Louisiana. The 2 children, as well as a 40-year-old woman, were found stabbed to death when the police responded to a domestic disturbance call at a home in Amite. So that's just right down the
way
road from
too
us.
Way too close.
At around 4:39 p.m. local time on Thursday, January 9th. This is according to the St. Helena Sheriff's Office. Now, I got a problem with that because Amite is in Tanshahoa Parish. And maybe it's probably, you go about 3 or 4 miles mm-hmm. east of Amite, mm-hmm. as where St. Helena, and they're really, really rural. And Nat Williams was sheriff up there for years, a dear friend of mine, used to be detective with, but I don't think he's sheriff anymore. Anyway, so they respond to the home in Amite, very, very familiar with it, home of the Oyster Festival. And Wright Jones, 31 years of age, was named as the suspect. And he was arrested and charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder. And guess what, motherfucker? He's going to get the death penalty.
Yeah, I hope so.
They said this was a horrible tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims of this family, is what the sheriff's all said. The victims were later identified as Rhonda Powell, her son Brandon, and her nephew Hayden. The victim's cousin Warner said on a fundraising page that Jones is a family member with a documented history of schizophrenia and claimed he was experiencing a mental health episode at the time of the attacks. So just the day before, he had been brought to a medical center for help and was prescribed new medication. Sadly, the support he needed came too late to prevent this heart breaking outcome. So Warner told WAFB, that's our People, Channel 9, CBS, that family had taken in Jones after doctors refused to commit him at their request after he showed signs of regression. It would have been a coroner's warrant, right?
Yeah.
And they can only hold him for up to 72 hours if they think he needs holding.
Yeah.
It says she pleaded with or implored that the doctor give him the shot, which usually works. Instead, the doctors gave him a pill. No one in the home survived because the mental health system failed him, Warner continued. Had he been committed, he would be where he needed to be today, and my other family members would be alive. Wow, that's a touchy subject because I do believe, I know, this dude, Cat, was probably just standing there, and he's not trying to hide anything or whatever. There are definitely cases, and like I'm doing scores, Scott Peterson again this weekend. We're in the death penalty phase, and they're trying, you know, to bring up anything that they can. Of course, he didn't have schizophrenia. Right. He had been in the hospital all these times, and probably, you know, this guy's headed straight to the Feliciana Forensic Center, was where they evaluate all the people with mental issues that commit serious crimes to see if they are capable of standing trial.
And that's in Jackson?
It is in between Jackson and Clinton.
By DCI?
It's closer. It's close. It's off of Highway 10. It's close. It's by DCI's Barnes. It's right next door to Villa Geriatric Home and right across the street from the DCI Barnes, Dixon Correctional Institute Barnes, where they keep their stuff. But he'll go there and they'll see it. And if it's St. Helena, then it's going to be Scott Paraly will be the DA prosecuting. It's the 21st Judicial, same as Livingston. It's Livingston, St. Helena, and Tangipahoa Parish. They cover all three. I don't know. It's crazy. I can't imagine being a one-year-old and a 10-year-old stabbed to death.
I know. And just
and you knew this person had issues. Exactly. But you still took him in because of your family.
Yeah. You're trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. Sad.
And you're... It was begged for help and you didn't get it.
Sad, sad.
Very sad. We'll keep on with some sadness. We're going to go listen to this. We're going to Miami Gardens, Florida.
There you go.
All right.
That wasn't so painful now, was it? Yeah, y'all know where we're going to.
Yes, that's where we're going. And we have a...
It's time for... Effed Up Professionals.
I know I usually start off my stories by asking you a question to kind of like lead them in.
All right.
But what was, I know at school you had a paddle, had Silliman. Okay, you had a paddle with your own name on it.
Right. My aunt made it for my dad to give to my teachers.
And so where would they?
I was the only one out of all my brothers and sisters ever got a fucking paddle.
Because
they all made straight A's. You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day. And it allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again, a sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today.
Well, that doesn't...
And we got paddled in front of the whole class. You had to reach over and grab your ankles and take your licks.
And you took your licks on your booty, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
And I guess what? I deserved every one of them I got.
But it didn't deter you from doing another bad thing.
These paddles had like holes drilled in the middle of it so they get better airflow. Yeah. Shit. It wasn't just a board.
Aerodynamic.
Leather wrap, you know, handle and holes in it and make it aerodynamic to beat that ass. That's true.
Well, a Florida teacher seems to kind of want to take that way of
punishment.
Punishment.
Corporal punishment.
Yeah. You know, bring that back.
Right.
She's been accused of child abuse after she struck a 5-year-old student in the face with a ruler.
Come on, man. There's no excuse for that.
No. So, Krishan Nicholson was charged with child abuse over the incident, which took place in Miami Gardens in November of 2024.
All right.
Took place at Aspire Preparatory Academy, and the teacher was 25 years old. I mean, it's not like she was a 16. Right. Yeah, I mean, like
it,
a little.
It didn't matter.
It doesn't matter who you are.
But it was another 5-year-old.
Right.
Got hit in the face.
The teacher initially called the student's mother and told her that her son had been playing with a pencil and got cut near his eyebrow. So she's trying to cover her tracks.
Get out of it.
After the mother took her son to the hospital where he received stitches, she was told by medical staff that the injury was not from a pencil. The boy claimed to his mother on his way to the medical facility that the teacher had hit him with a ruler. Mm. The mother then reported the incident or the abuse to the Florida Department of Children and Families and contacted Child Protective Services to evaluate the situation. He repeated the accusations, or he repeated what happened to the investigators and demonstrated how she hit him. Mm-hmm. The mother also provided police with a video of her son telling her he was hit with a ruler. And Nicholson eventually turned herself in on January 9th. Took her that long to come clean.
Right.
She was arrested and placed in Turner Gulford Knight Correctional Center. And prosecutors claimed in court on January 10th that there is a video, you know, the video that Nicholson is referring to.
She says,
I did pop him in a video.
Hmm.
And
she popped across the fucking head?
Right across his eyebrow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He had to get stitches.
Yeah. I remember, I think it was Brown, had a yardstick.
Yes.
Like, I mean, she would reach out and smack the shit out of my hands yes. and stuff, but and she wasn't samurai swording it over my fucking eyebrow.
No.
But and I wasn't 5 years old. I was a teenager.
She scared me to death. She scared me. Oh, my gosh. Miami-Dade Circuit Judge Mindy S. Glazer said, as Nicholson stood before her in court, "I'm not going to order her that she can't work in her profession because this could be an isolated incident."
Fuck that. Put that motherfucker in the classroom with your grandkids,
exactly.
Judge.
She said, "No matter how frustrated you are, you shouldn't take it out on that child to where now this child, it couldn't see out of his eye. It was so close to his eye. Then he would have to be blind for the rest of his life. Then what?"
What a fucking, what if the, it went
this
in his
what
eye.
The judge said.
Went in his eye and struck him in the brain and killed his ass dead. I mean, what if a frog's ass was glass and it broke every time he jumped?
I mean, it was closer to.
And
to,
she's going to let him still be a teacher. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty sure no. school system in Florida is going to hire her.
Exactly. Right? I cannot believe a judge this day and age would say that.
Yeah. Takes all kinds to make the world go around. So, I mean, I'm not going to take her profession away from her. Motherfucker, she is a...
It's time for F of
all right.
Professionals.
Let's go back to the great state of Florida. Right back to it. And... in Florida, a 25-year-old man is looking at murder charges. Guess what he did?
He murdered somebody?
Pretty much.
That's not funny, but I'm just asking your satirical joke.
And I was looking at this guy, the victim's age. I'm like 2 weeks away from being this dude's age.
Oh, my God.
So, a 25-year-old man is facing murder charges after he beat a 55-year-old man to death. You want to guess what his weapon of choice was?
What?
A fire extinguisher. Using a fire extinguisher after hotel staff asked him to leave for destroying property. So, this tourist... this Pierre Estefano Butcastillos, he's a tourist in Florida, is facing the charges of murder, battery, and more after he killed the bystander with a fire extinguisher while he was being evicted from this hotel. And on Friday, January 10th, the Osceola County Sheriff's Office shared this during a press conference that they arrested his ass on Wednesday, January 8th at the Quality Inn in Kissimmee. That's where I used to live.
Mm-hmm.
And in, which y'all, that's right outside of Orlando. They say it's 20 miles south of Orlando. It ain't that far. I don't remember being that far. But they got the call from the Quality Inn in Kissimmee and it's 911. And they said, "Hey, there's a person over here and they're being stomped on and kicked and beaten with a fire extinguisher." I mean, it was there. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so Sheriff Marcos Lopez said during the press conference that his office received the 911 call on Wednesday around 4 p.m. And when deputies arrived at the hotel, they found 25-year-old Piero Estefano Castillo still beating Robert Kronowski, who's 55. Court documents say that, now this dude's name is Buck Castillo.
Yeah.
Right. That Buck Castillo's hands were covered in blood and he hooked his legs inside a nearby railing as the deputies tried to stop him and pull him away. This motherfucker was serious.
Yes.
It'd be like me on Survivor. If they vote me out at the final council, I'm like, "No, motherfucker, I'm not leaving." It hauled me the fuck out of here.
You just dropped dead
dropped
weight.
Down passive aggressive. But it's not funny because he killed this dude. Why are you laughing, Cindy? So Lopez, sheriff, said during the news conference that Castillo, a Chilean national, was angry after staff asked him to leave the hotel. And Kroniskowski, a bystander, was trying to help him calm down. So court documents state that the 25-year-old had a checkout date of January the 8th, and he was being asked not to continue his stay.
Mm-hmm.
They know, like, Mr. Buck Castillo. So in an effort to calm him down, our victim, Mr. Robert Krusnowski, a 55-year-old man who was unarmed, just trying to de-escalate the situation, Lopez said. And however, our suspect, it angered him, and he just beat him to death. It was a brutal beating with a fire extinguisher. Yeah, I can see all these lobbies, all these hotels mm-hmm. I've stayed in. I can see all those fire extinguishers mm-hmm. hanging on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't need a pistol. Now I know I just break the glass and rip the fire extinguisher off the wall and it's on. Court documents state that Butt Castillo, literally Butt-Castillo, was accused of smashing hotel property, including the window of an occupied room. Y'all, this is all an affidavit for his arrest. While he attacking Kronowski, but Castillo stopped to climb through the broken window of the occupied room. But he was forced back out by the people in the room. And then he continued his attack on the 55-year-old. Wow. So much of the incident was captured by another hotel resident on a cell phone.
But no one tried to help.
This dude's like, not trying to de-escalate shit. He was like, this is going to make me famous.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't try to help. I mean, throw something out. I mean.
And so that affidavit adds that Kronowski was a longtime resident of the hotel who often helped staff with maintenance on the property. He suffered severe head trauma, and fire department personnel administered first aid, but he later died from his injuries at the scene. They said, quote, "These savage attacks aren't going to go unpunished here," Lopez said during the press conference. Lopez said, but Castillo first entered the U.S. from Chile as a student in 2019 before leaving and returning on January 1st of 2024 on a 90-day tourist visa. Now, the Osceola County Sheriff's Office is still investigating the incident, and he added, noting that the department is working with the Chilean government to find out more about Butt Castillo.
Mm-hmm.
So, Butt Castillo is currently a resident of the Osceola County Jail with no bond and an immigration hold. And then he faces charges of first-degree murder, resisting an officer with violence, battery on specified personnel, and criminal mischief, and all kinds of shit. Lopez concluded the press conference by recommending that the public call 911 instead of trying to intervene when a person is acting erratically. He said, "Let us take this into our own hands and effect the arrest. It's better that you don't get involved," the sheriff added. "You don't know who you're dealing with, and people get angry, lose their tempers, and you don't know if they're psychotic or on drugs. And in this case, it costs the victim his life."
I don't.
The end. And, I mean.
But he.
Dude was just trying to help.
That's what I'm saying.
And
like.
He was trying to. I'm sure he's friends with the people that work there and whatever. And he's right. Like, you know, and this cat. I mean, I'm pretty sure, I would help. But I'm pretty sure the reasonable person is trying to help. When this motherfucker bust out the first guest room that he can get to and climbing through broken glass and they kick him back out, that might have been the sign that says he's high as fuck.
Something.
He's got it on his mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
So the guy jumps in to help. So obviously he shouldn't.
Yeah, he was trying to calm him down at first. But then that guy, but Castillo, opened up a can of whoop ass on Kronowski.
But so he was, according to the police, wrong for doing that.
They didn't call him out, throw him under the bus like that. But they said,
"Please let us handle it in the future."
Yeah.
So then, the other people that are there Obviously, there's at least other people in the room he tried to get into. The people that
person behind the desk, and Karnowski's trying to help.
Yes.
And another person that's taking on a video.
And they're not stepping in to do anything to help?
Hey, that's not their job.
It wasn't.
It wasn't Karnowski's job either. And he'd be dead.
I know. I just couldn't live with myself with not trying to.
I understand. Me either. But there's other people in the world that don't think like we do.
Yeah. Well, I know what you would have told me if it was just me, and I would call you and say, you're not going to believe this right now. You'd say, Cindy, walk away. It's absolutely, not like, don't get involved. But I'm not trained. Absolutely. You're trained. I would trust you to get involved.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't always get involved.
I would trust you if you chose to.
Sometimes I walk away on fucking purpose.
No, like, I know. Yeah.
Kaylee was young. We were coming out of the Winn-Dixie when it was still in right there in the split in Denham Springs. Mm-hmm. And now it's like an abandoned shopping center or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember stopping to get her something to eat. I was a single dad.
And surf pro now.
And we were walking out. We checked out our shit, walking out. And this dude comes running past me, hauling ass past me. I said, oh, that motherfucker just stole something. And I'm a cop.
Yeah.
And they come running out of the store. They're like, stop him. Stop him. He stole cigarettes. And I was like, fuck that motherfucker. Let him run for a pack of cigarettes. I mean, no, back then they were probably $2 versus $10. But the thing being is, wasn't long before, what's her name? Oh, Sergeant Vicky Wax was on duty. And I tell this all every year probably. She was on extra duty at the Walmart, which is no longer there, off of worth it, Acadian. Mm-hmm. And she's on extra duty. The dude was still on a $10 DVD, and she confronted him. He took her weapon and he murdered her with it. And reason why? 2-time convicted felon, out on parole, and he knew he was going to catch his third strike. He killed her.
Yeah.
And she was like I think she was a 20 or 30 year veteran. And I had the only reason I didn't chase after this motherfucker, I would love to chase him down. Or if I had killer in the car, I'd kill her, fetch. But Kaylee was like 3 years old.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck that. I'm not putting my daughter at risk.
Right.
And for a pack of cigarettes?
No.
It's like he shot someone or whatever. I mean,
we
didn't have cell phones and shit to call 911. So now I absolutely would have chased him. But it didn't have her.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to use, sometimes discretion is the better part of valor.
Yes. Yes.
There you have it.
There you have it. Let's go to Tennessee.
Which part?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Washington County, Tennessee.
Hold on. I'm taking it a step further. Where is Washington County, Tennessee?
Here it is on the map.
So Washington County is just east of Johnson City, Tennessee, which is west of Knoxville. So it's going to be up there in the Appalachian Mountains. And as a matter of fact, it is. It's close to Greenville and Burnsville and Hot Springs and Boone and Kingsport and then Bristol.
Well, thank you for that.
I'm trying to take your journalism knowledge up a little bit.
Well, you didn't tell us where you were just now in Florida.
I most certainly did. Where? Osceola County.
Oh, but no.
Oh.
But you, yeah, but.
Oh, did it what's caught it you? By? Caught you.
No, but not
Osceola specific. Osceola County. It's Osceola. Oh, Osceola. You don't know about that? Shit. So, anyway, that's up there in Cabin Country. People don't know. You got to get your attention on that one. One log cabin, y'all, in the mountains.
Well, I don't want to go up in this area.
Where we're going back to? Oh, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
I like Tennessee.
Family matters.
You need to make better things on this. I can't read them.
If you were sitting up.
It's time for Family Matters.
Will you press it again? A Tennessee mother is accused of killing her 2 young children.
Damn.
This is what gets me. Well, I mean, it gets me, but smothering them with a Lilo and Stitch blanket.
Oh, Lord. I remember when I was a single dad and we got off of Barney, thank God, because I had one VHS. I didn't have any money. We had one VHS tape. I had one VHS tape for Kaylee, and it was fucking Barney. And then she outgrew it. And I was so glad when we got Lilo and Stitch.
Yes. You know, the thing I love Lilo and Stitch. Just one of my favorite. I think I took the kids to see it at the theater like 10 times, like the matinees and stuff.
Yeah.
And I love the soundtrack because of all the Elvis music in it.
I was about to say that that's when I turned on Elvis.
Yeah. Yeah.
The king.
But Jessica Chandler is charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder and aggravated child abuse.
Does Tennessee have the death penalty? Keep going.
Here's what I found.
Keep going.
Washington County, Tennessee court records indicate that she had been charged with the death of her 4-year-old daughter and 1-year-old son. It is not immediately clear if Chandler has entered any pleas, though she appeared in court at a preliminary hearing on January 7th. During the hearing, investigators testified that the two children died as a result of asphyxiation. Chandler pointed out on the property list that she used a Lilo and Stitch blanket to suffocate Vista in her bed.
How old were they?
4 and 1.
Wow. The 1-year-old doesn't know. Went straight to Jesus. 4-year-old too, but 4-year-old, and mama's not supposed to do that.
No.
And Tennessee has a death penalty.
The investigators had initially suspected that the children had been poisoned prior to the autopsy. Both children were found unresponsive by their father on October 29th when he arrived at Chandler's home. And it's been reported that police say they found a handwritten note in Chandler's home, which indicated that she had killed her children and planned to die by suicide. According to Fowler's reported testimony, the note said that she had multiple reasons for the killings, indicating that she was unable to protect her children. Mm. And, I mean... So she decides to kill them because she can't protect them?
There's got to be mental health issues there. It's not like she tried to hide the bodies and whatever.
No.
I mean, I'm certainly no psychiatrist, but holy fuck.
I know.
Yeah. And I have a heart or shit like that. I mean, if she ran off, she killed them like Susan Smith. Killed our babies and blamed on a black man, and so she could be with her boyfriend and whatever, and she was tired of being a mom. That bitch deserves to die. This lady is obviously disturbed.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know you think of what I'm thinking about a grandbaby and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for the grace of God goes us. And I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what gets a person to that point. And
I've seen people that are fucking crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not being politically correct because I'm not, whatever the term is, but I'm talking about, I've seen people that are fucking batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And and not drugs. I'm talking about like mentally, you know, I am not fucking with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right. Because, we got to get them in and shit like that, you know, and do some of them were harmful to themselves and others, but some of them are just fucking crazy. Like open a door covered from head to toe in baby powder and nothing else.
Yeah.
I mean, your hair and your 60s or whatever and just talking gibberish.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, it's not dope related because you've been in this person's house 20 times. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going out there like the woman that wanted me to collect semen from her horse because her horse had been raped.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Or the man who thought his wife was having sex with Elvis.
Yeah, but he had a meth problem.
Okay.
He had been up for 2 fucking weeks.
Okay.
And God, I mean, what I used
you
to do.
You haven't even started your polygraph stories.
I know. And yes. She was banging the ghost of Elvis. And he sat there and told me that straight face in his kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, okay, motherfucker, I drove all the way up here. I'm getting this money. Yes. Yeah. When we had no money.
Yeah.
And I did private polygraphs on purpose. So, and he was adamant.
Yeah.
And he wanted his wife tested, and she was sitting right there, and she agreed. And so I tested her, and when I got done, guess what? She passed. And I told him she passed. And then I said, homie, when was the last time you slept? He said, oh, it's been over 2 weeks. I said, and so when was the last time you smoked meth? He said, right before you got here.
Yeah.
I said, that may be a party problem.
Yeah.
So Elvis is not in here banging your wife.
No.
Elvis has literally not been in this building.
No, he has not.
So.
But he's alive.
Always in my heart. I love me some Elvis. Hey, log cabins. Love them.
Oh, my gosh.
On a log cabin kick.
We are on a log cabin kick.
All right. Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Hashtag Justice for Haley. So important, people. So important. And don't forget Cold Case Files, January 24th. The new season of Cold Case Files, Courtney Coco's episode is Murder in the Bayous. It's episode number 5 in... Very important. We want to watch it. And then y'all, it's so important. It's not vanity reasons. I don't know how they're going to play it out. I didn't know how Dateline was going to play theirs out. We filmed for days with them, right?
Right.
And we filmed for days with Cold Case Files. But I like that they put, you know, the podcaster was involved in it, da, 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 in the show notes. But
yeah.
The thing is, a story needs to be told. What does it do? It brings a shit ton of new lifers. And then we get a shit ton of new lifers that are interested in cold cases. Guess what we do? We get more bang for the buck for the justice for Haley.
That's right.
More and people all the to call the action. And it's that's why I'm going to keep talking about it on every show.
That's right.
So
the more lifers we have, the more we grow, the more cases you take, the more.
Yep. Yep. And look, Haley's is not going to be the last one.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a reason we're solo and independent, and so I can do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And what I want to do is put that skill set knowledge to use.
Yeah.
To help other families, and I've been hiding from it for years.
Well, because
going along to get along.
You're not hiding from it. It's just opening up a can of worms in your head. I mean, I don't know.
It was a whole lot easier for me to sit in a studio with two other dudes and just do whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I was hiding from it mentally. I mean, I know I can do it. I know I can. I know what we could do for Haley, and I know what we can do for these other families. But I get the request every day, and you know that. But I'm telling you, we're going to get justice for Haley. Please continue to like and share it and tag everything hashtag justice for Haley. The story is about to really get fucked up.
Yeah.
And then we will be doing hashtag justice for us in the future.
Well, we have to, because when I said we need to start a podcast, we didn't know. I mean, of course, your old cop stories were what the led in, but what made you the good cop that you are, and the reason why you were in the state police and you didn't have to go to the academy and you had the biggest office and you had, you know, you were who you were over there is because of your reputation for solving cold cases and doing
with them in that year
and
in 1 year. Yeah.
All of the big agencies, FBI, all of them still, a lot of people still lean on you for answers. You just have an attorney that just messaged you the other night to help him with a case that he's working on. This is your talent. And if real life of crime turns into only hashtag justice for cases, that's your God given talent. And that's what we're here to do, you know?
Thank you for the kind words. The deal being is, the warrior in me knows Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler and then their herd and Stephanie and her whole family and then the Pushos and whatever. Now they want their family members' cases worked. And they listen to the officials for all the years and wanted to believe in them, whatever, but it's war. It's fucking psychological, mental warfare for me and for them and whatever. So we're going to be doing them in the future. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of great things in real life for crime. And yeah, I mean, we're doing different shit.
Yeah.
But we're doing some of the same shit too.
Yeah.
All right. So love y'all. And that's it for True Crime Time for Thursday, January 16th. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.